It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hello, welcome to Alaska Realty Today. I'm Lisa Maynard.
And I'm Kirk Maynard.
And we're in part two of discussing Alaska housing with Maud and Marie. And we are going to continue our conversation from last week and open up with talking about the new mortgage assistance program. Is that the correct term, Maud?
And we might have to roll Maud in there. Are you there, Maud?
Yes, it helps when we take it off of mute.
I was like looking at my board, seeing if anything was flashing. Good, you're back.
I was talking away, and yes, it's the Alaska Housing Homeowner Assistance Program. Alaska Housing has the opportunity to provide this assistance to all Alaskans that are in need of homeowner assistance and in fear of losing their homes and stuff. So Maria has some great information for us.
Well, thank you, Maud. It's actually part of the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. So Alaska Homeowners Assistance is designed to help homeowners avoid mortgage delinquencies, foreclosures, forbearances, and may help even prevent past due property taxes and loss of critical utilities.
And that's an important note to up here. Our infamous foreclosure list was printed in the newspaper just a few days ago. So it's good to have people know there's opportunities to get help out there. And one of the things you did mention at the end, and a lot of people won't realize, is you can assist them with utility payments that they might have fallen behind during COVID and get them caught up so they don't lose the necessary utilities for their property.
Yes, and that is in part of the coverage of that. And for those folks that may be in that impact area that are also part of an HOA, homeowners association dues are included in that criteria.
Good to know. And yeah, we actually have seen a few condo owners that are behind in their HOAs that are at risk of foreclosure. So that's real good to know. So what is the process if somebody's listening to the show and they think they might be interested or might qualify?
Okay, well, the criteria or the eligibility is that applicants must satisfy both federal and state of Alaska requirements. So one, they must be an Alaska homeowner and applying for aid for their primary residence here in Alaska.
Makes sense.
At least, and then there is also at least one person in the household must be directly or indirectly financially impacted because of the pandemic. Sometime after January 12th, or excuse me, 21st, got a little dyslexia going on, 2020. And then they also have to demonstrate a risk of housing instability or homeless. So, for example, somebody lost income and they weren't able to pay their mortgage. So that would be an example of that.
And I assume they can go to your website and find additional information and links to if they need to reach out and ask for assistance.
Absolutely. There is the our homepage is AHFC, which is our initials for Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, .us. Or they can go directly to the AlaskaHousingRelief.org site, which is the actual site that the program is housed.
Perfect.
And if somebody's listening to the show and they were listening last week or first tuning in this week and are thinking about their first-time home buyer and what Alaska Housing has to offer, we touched briefly on it last week that you guys have a program. Can we again revisit that real quick and go through it? And then I want to take a deeper dive into where do they go next? What's the process?
Okay. I didn't quite catch that.
Sorry about that. So for the first-time home buyer program, if you can give us a recap of that and then take a deeper dive into it and tell us what the process is to get going.
Okay. Well, what I would always encourage people to do is go to home buyer education class, which we do offer. So if they do go to ahfc.us, they can register for this no-cost to get a little bit more information about the overall process. But we term a first-time homebuyer is somebody that has not owned their principal residence within the last 3 years. So, for example, if somebody did own a property and sold it, say, 4 years ago, they too can be a first-time homebuyer. Why is that important as you're looking for financing? Because there are first-time homebuyer loans that offer interest rates at a lower percentage than other products that are out there. So going to a lender to figure out what's available. And I'll tell you, Kirk, we have 27 approved lenders that work with Alaska Housing Loan.
I was just thinking that. If you guys had a number, that's great.
Yeah. So just going on to our website. And the other neat feature is because a lot of first-time home buyers go, well, I don't even know who to ask for or who to talk to. And in our website, we actually feature those Alaska Housing lenders in those credit unions, banks, and mortgage companies that are in your local area, highlight those that have done a lot of Alaska housing loans. So they've experienced those. So we have them statewide, so all they'd have to go is to that feature lender, and the lender of the week is highlighted on our main page, but they can link to that featured lender to see who do I need to talk to about an Alaska housing loan and to get pre-qualified to that, because, you know, it's helpful to know what your price point is, right?
Yes. Education and knowing what to expect are just so important, especially in our market where you can feel rushed just because of the offer process and the competitiveness of offers at this point in time. I did have a quick question, and others might wonder, for your actual education class, is that in person, or is there a way for people to do it not in person?
That's a really good question there, and we are doing all of our classes through WebEx, so it's virtually offered on a weekly basis.
Nice. So people can just plan ahead and calendar it and sign up and know it's coming and just be in front of a screen like we're used to nowadays.
Exactly. They can be in their fuzzy slippers, have a libation, and take the class.
And the good news is that website that we shared with you, Alaska Housing's website, there is a calendar where you can sign up for the classes. And the class really provides information on what's happening right now. Just like what you mentioned, Kirk, there is home buyers out there that might feel rushed. They might want to be in position, know what they qualify for before they start looking, because you might have to act quickly. And what our class does empowers home buyers with that kind of information so they can shop and compare the mortgage loans that are out there, because we know through statistics that a home buyer can save thousands of dollars over the life of the loan by getting them the best deal.
That's great. And I think the more, like Lisa said, the more education a buyer can get, the better. And if there's people listening that aren't, maybe they're getting kind of pushed out in the rental side of things just because, you know, those are going up as well. They might be looking to buy, and get with Lisa or I over at Next Home. And we have a rent versus buy program that is unbiased. It just tells you, yeah, you need to be buying, or no, you need to be renting. And it's a cut and dry. It's a numbers thing, and it tells you where the break-even point is. Really good program, and I've told a lot of people they should buy, told a lot of people they should stay and rent. It's just, to me, it's black and white, and pretty cool program. So something we should look at.
And I concur with everyone. Education is the key, especially in this market. I mean, up here, houses in this sort of entry price range, they're on the market less than 24 hours many times and have multiple offers. And if you already have gone through your class and have the information in there and you've learned the vocabulary, it really makes it not as of a stressful situation.
Yeah, and education, make sure you get with somebody experienced too to help you walk through all these different programs. One, you need to get with an experienced real estate professional, and then get with an experienced lender who knows Alaska housing products. And like Maud said, you know what all your options are. The more the options to you, the better. We're going to take a little break here.
You were going to also talk about their renovation program?
Oh. Sorry, I'm not.
Miscommunication between Kirk and I.
Yeah, I'm not good at reading lips, so. So I'm so surprised, and maybe you guys can tell me how many people have been taking advantage of the Alaska Housing Renovation Program. But to me, it's a super exciting program. It's been exciting to me since you guys first rolled it out, and I've taken a couple of your classes on it. But it's even more exciting now with our real estate market the last couple of years when we have pressure on inventory. Crappy homes seem to surface, and crappy new homes need love too. So this renovation program is so, I think, critical and crucial to it. So yeah, please tell us, what is your renovation program?
All right. You know, this is a feature, right? So you are shopping for a mortgage loan, and you just come across a house that's a fixer-upper, that's in need of repair or renovations. And the first thing is to communicate with your lender and your real estate professional, because you could borrow funds up to $75,000 and a 10% contingency on making those repairs on that property. Now, let's keep in mind, you're not going to make any repairs on a property that you do not own. So these repairs aren't going to be made until after you own the property.
Right.
And how it works out, Kurt, it's a one loan type of process. Your lender is going to do a renovation loan. So your interest rate is determined by the loan program. Your property is in need of renovation. So you let the lender know, so your client can come up with a detailed scope of work with material list and all of that, because your appraiser that's going to provide the value for that property will provide two values, where the house currently is at right there and then how it's
has not been fixed yet.
And then the second value would be as if these repairs were done. So your lender loans that borrower on the higher value that the appraiser comes up with. So the detailed information, that's one of the keys to success with this renovation program. And go ahead.
So if I'm out and I'm shopping with my realtor and I find a house, but it needs a lot of help, and they're like, it'd be nice for you to get in this. I think once you put, it doesn't need more than 75 grand, maybe it only needs 30 or 40. And I think after you complete it, maybe it's worth 100 grand more than, you know, what you put into it. So it's a win-win. But I'm a FHA buyer, VA buyer. Am I able to combine it with my current loan program, or does it have to be conventional?
It could be any one of those. It depends on the borrower's capacity. It can be on a conventional loan, FHA, VA, HUD 184, a rural development loan. The renovation is an added-on feature to the loan product. And your borrower, the home buyer, has only 6 months to make those repairs from when the loan closes. So getting that detailed scope of work, but also having your general contractor, subcontractor, or maybe that borrower can make those repairs depending on what the lender is willing to accept. So if that borrower had that ability, that could be a possibility on this feature.
And that information is really important, especially, I'm assuming down in Anchorage it's the same, but up here, having your contractor in place, scheduled out, takes some time. So everyone needs to take that in mind, especially when you have a six-month window to complete these repairs. And being in Fairbanks, you got to remember, not all repairs can be done 12 months of the year. So you need to time out exactly when you're getting into a property and make sure you're able to fulfill the requirements of that, what needs to be fixed in those 6 months.
I agree, Lisa. The window of opportunity to swing a hammer up in the interior is limited.
Yes.
So your planning, your scheduling is important. So let's just make sure we're clear that this loan program, when you renovate your property, it's going to take a little extra work, but it will be well worth it if you're prepared for it. And I think that's where the conversation needs to come in, is preparing the individual where there's holdups. How about if a contractor doesn't show up?
Yeah, we're going to continue our conversation in just 1 minute, and stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then the Trax Outdoor Show with Mike Hajdukovic, sponsored by Trax Outdoor Center at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food in Fairbanks. All shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM. Streaming live at KFARradio.com, the heartbeat of Alaska. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back, and we were discussing the renovation loan program that Alaska Housing offers with Maude and Maria from Alaska Housing. And we were discussing the importance of timing when we took our break. As everyone knows, Fairbanks is a unique climate, and sometimes you, with a six-month window, especially if you're talking septics or roofs and so forth, you really need to have your ducks in a row and know what to expect and everyone be informed so the program or the process moves along slowly.
And can we talk about that process? So, you found a house and it needs work. You've gotten with your realtor. You've written an offer. It's going to be, let's say, FHA / Alaska Housing Renovation. That's maybe what you put in your purchase agreement. And then what's going to happen? When do you all get involved? When does the lender get involved? When do they get educated on? You got to figure out your contractors and your budget, and how does all that work?
Well, there is a lot of planning to be involved, and you know, I would make sure that the lender that the home buyer is working with does those renovation loans. And let's keep this in mind, too, Kirk. It could be a new homeowner or it could be a current homeowner that wants to make renovations in their home because people aren't moving. They're kind of staying in place. So it's for both. Now, when you are thinking about making a renovation on a property, you are going to look at the scope of work. What renovations are you going to make on the property? And you might want to even keep in mind on making maybe energy improvements at the same time because of the cost of energy and the cost of operations there. So you could combine energy improvements and the renovation feature. I know I'm throwing a lot at you, Kurt, but all of these loan programs and features can be combined together. And when you are interested in a renovation feature, you let your lender know what type of loan you want by asking questions. A borrower can ask for the type of loan, too, if they're aware of it.
No,
and you do want to get your materials. That home buyer wants to get their scope of work, their materials, to figure out who's going to make these repairs. Because once that mortgage loan closes and it records, that's when the work starts on the property.
The clock starts ticking on that 6 months.
Yes,
And not only the people being enrolled, we have to think of supply chain because we're still having interruptions of things that we normally would expect to be readily available. And at our house, we can speak to, we're 3 months down the road from our double oven getting a part that we've been waiting for. So there is some interruptions that you do have to account for and take into consideration because that clock will click as soon as you record on the property.
Yeah, so
I agree. And, you know, we're experiencing stuff that most people have never experienced in their lifetimes, right? So we have this delays of getting your supplies to you, and that could cause a concern. But I do know that if a home buyer is aware of any of the hiccups that could happen, then it's not as difficult. It's when we go into a project and have no idea. So that's where education comes in at.
Yeah, the good news is we're not in week one of COVID, and most people know if there's going to be hiccups, they've have a couple years worth of experience, and so they can say, hey, yeah, no, it's going to be a year on that part or that piece or that appliance or that truss or that whatever it might be that you need to work on in your house. And I do appreciate you bringing up the energy efficiency upgrades. If I were to put money into a fixer-upper, I would take a definite hard look at the energy upgrades. And, of course, unfortunately, fuel's going to go up before it goes down. You know, we anticipate hitting a couple hundred dollars a barrel by the end of March, and that would probably be the first place I would be spending my money.
New windows would be a good time right now to
insulation, furring your house out, a new energy efficient boiler, all that. That would be a top priority. So I'm glad you brought that up, Maude.
Yeah, you know, Alaska Housing actually partners up with the Cold Climate Housing Research Center there. So the folks in the Fairbanks, North Pole area, you have opportunities to find out what it works for your area. So that would also be some good research because the cost of energy is definitely going up and we should prepare for that.
Speaking of climate, if houses are sinking because it's getting warmer out there, not all of them are, but if we've seen a couple, are foundations in the scope of what you guys will loan on?
On the renovation loan portion.
Right.
You're going to have to take a look at the actual scope of work. How much is it going to cost? And, you know, I'm going to say this. It's $75,000 with a 10% contingency. However, if you have a homeowner that has the capacity, that has a relationship with the lender, they might be able to borrow more. Depends on the property and the situation and how much equity they have. So it's not just that home buyer, but maybe that homeowner that is, you know, experiencing those kind of problems with their home. So when it comes to Alaska Housing, lots of people think we're just a first-time home buyer product.
Right.
And we're not. We have a product for every walk of life. And I like that. We have rate reductions where you know, a low-income borrower can get a 0.5% to a 0.5% off. Now, Kirk and Lisa, we know we all have great products out there, but every real estate market changes, and some products work better when we have a lot of inventory. Right now, we have a home buyer looking at homes, and they might not have a lot of choices, so that homeowner may not have to negotiate or do anything. So it's a different market. I'm a true believer that in every real estate market, somebody benefits. And today, homeowners are having a good time.
Yes, that's very true. It what goes around comes around, and it's just the nature of real estate, and it's just impatience. I mean, first-time homebuyers can get into the market. It's just education mm-hmm. and doing your homework and watching the properties pop up on your email and getting familiar with where you want to buy. Something will happen. You just got to be persistent.
I am totally in agreement there, Lisa. There are opportunities out there for home buyers. There is a lot of opportunities, but you do just have to do a little bit of homework, be prepared so you can prevent, you know, being rushed. And that's what a good lender and a good real estate licensee can do for a home buyer. Provide that information, because it is scary, you know, especially when you have to compete with others. But how long are you going to live there? This is a long-term investment. And then, you know, Kurt, you said earlier, some people should be homeowners. Some might need to continue to rent for a while. But when I look at renting versus homeownership, I'm hoping that the opportunity of homeownership comes available, because when you rent, you're paying somebody else's mortgage off, and they love you
yes.
if you can pay on time.
So true. And thank you, ladies, so much for coming on our show today. You're such a wealth of knowledge.
And you will be visiting us up here in Fairbanks and attending the home show, as you mentioned earlier. And will you be at a specific booth?
We will be. The number escapes me, but we will be at the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation booth, and I think it's right near the entrance area. So stop by. I'm going to be one of the members that's going to be working the booth. If you have questions, we're always willing to talk to people.
And they get a chance to put a face to the voice that they just heard in the last two episodes.
Absolutely.
Thank you both so much. Alaska Housing, AHFC.us. Please go visit their website, get educated, and we sure appreciate you having on the program.
Thank you very much, and stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Mediactive production.